Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Yes, indeed. Hello, everybody. This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org, and this is a live program. 3 hours, and the call in number is 800-313-9443. Parker Pathways has been on air for close to 9+ years on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we cover many disciplines in one show. They're all connected. Medicine's connected with mechanics sometimes. Botany is connected in another way. All of these things are interconnected. We went on the national stage 9-some years ago, exposing the contaminants in placed in the drinking water, causing changes, cancer, and other forms of blood discretions in humans. Of course, we thought at that time that would be the end of it. Government would really not expect to be able to do that. Kind of United Nations, we never believed, wanted to decrease the population. That was really not the same. The idea was that the EPA had placed a $10,000 a day fine in 1998 on waste disposal plants, and if they didn't place amines with chlorines and other forms of outcomes from disinfecting byproducts and trihalomycetes. So that being said, we've come a long way, and we find out that, yes, the government has done that. It had 30 to 45 solid years human studies in the United States and across the world. What was the best, and what was the best endpoint, if you will, which is called the resolution point of how chemicals would affect the human organs. I had researched all of that, and there were 900-some studies, thousands of human studies. I talked with engineers, and about 500 engineers, actually, and their technology, state-of-the-art at that time, was about the way it is right now. Still in matrix, engineering matrix of the real world. Many disciplines had accommodated themselves to have depopulation. This was the basis of of Obamacare, really, with the death panel, the Independent Payment Advisory Board. So all that being said, we have chloramine causes health damage, which is a treatise that I introduced on the national stage from 2004 and added to it up to 2009. It's been nominated for the Health Journalism and the Nobel Prize for Health Journalism, which I didn't know existed. So that being said, the present situation has been the advent of people thinking that they know science or they know physiology or they know something. They're out there in the world and they push the concept. This is when Al Gore was just kicking in. And that being said, we're bringing all that up to the point where, in law, I've already presented a total of, there have been 15 amicus curiae briefs that I've written to the Supreme Court of the United Nations. 9 of them are still sticking. And coming up on February 5th, 2018, will be a law case in federal court, which will be considered one of the biggest law cases in the history of the United States. It's a landmark climate lawsuit, which is against the government. And I'll be going up against, as a special master, in 3 foreign languages and 6 major engineering aspects and formation of expert witness. I'll be going against 35 experts. They call themselves experts in the formation of climate change. I'm going to be bringing up most of what has occurred that I've exposed concerning concept of the physical condition. And to make the perspective of this, I was selected out of the defendants. There'll be other expert witnesses. The plaintiffs have 35 expert witnesses lined up. This is a climate change lawsuit. It's brought against the federal government. Last week, United States Magistrate Judge Thomas Coffin ordered the trial to begin on February 5th, 2018. The suit was brought during the Obama administration by 21 youths between 9 and 21 years of age. And they claim that they have a violation of their constitutional right to a healthy climate system and to be supported by fossil fuels and the emission of greenhouse gases. The Trump administration assumed the defense from the Obama administration. There are several court challenges that have come up in terms of the, if it was first filed in 2015. And last November, the United States judge and Aiken denied the motion to dismiss the case filed by the federal government and the intervening fossil fuel industry groups. And also, the judge and Aiken denied the federal government's request to appeal that decision. So the hurdle that the presents into the case as it stands at the moment, as of this morning, is the Trump administration is seeking a writ of mandamus. Now, writ of mandamus, it would call for the United States Court of Appeals of the Ninth Circuit to independently step in, you see, and review the Aiken original decision to deny the federal government's court to dismiss. And Ritz and Mandamus are very rare, are placed fourth in the, we'll see tomorrow morning how that will be decided. The trial is assumed to last for 6 weeks. I'll be representing from the expert witness for the federal judges en banc. I'm going to do part of it in Japanese and part in Russian as part of the expert witness for the people that are involved. And we've talked about how climate change as a distortive process, determination of what is a right. In other words, I'm going to, as it stands, even Mr. Gorbachev told me eye to eyeball at a meeting, water meeting, the World Water Meeting, said you don't own the water, we own the water. So it's a question of the elite against the basis of what's called the public trust doctrine, which holds that the government's responsible for certain essential resources for the public good. And so the trial, the plaintiffs will be required to demonstrate the way this right's been violated, if there is a right. This was the basis of the death panel as the determination of longevity, conceptual, probably bringing in gene therapy. No one, I'm not hiding that. The United States Supreme Court expects that from my other amicus curiae brief, who's a friend of the court, which carries into four cases in the Supreme Court coming up in 2018. So Parker Pathways, I'm going to present it that Parker Pathways is part of my presentation of 9.5 years. It'll be placed on the table to challenge the 35 expert witnesses that say climate change is part of the human activity. But the question of altering the Earth's climate through water and concept, we're bringing up the poisoning of people through the water. And when I went on air, I had the principle of grand jury of science and technology should be implemented in this country. And we have a grand jury of civil law. We have a grand jury of criminal law, but we do not have a grand jury of science and technology in terms of the determination of the historical evidence of what documents the government may have to show to make climate change worse or better by the present government systems. That'll be one of the segments of the case. The third segments of the case will be how to remedy the situations should the plaintiffs prevail. In other words, from that age group. In other words, what are the safe levels of carbon dioxide and what is the safe maximum warming that the pre-industrial levels can tolerate so as to protect what's called the youth of future generations. I have seven challenges to that, and the concerns of the youth, the genetic code, the formation and the development of mutagenesis, which is within the body, and how climate change has other dimensions, but is it a constitutional right to sustain a human life? And the use of the death panel as part of the cornerstone of who lives and dies. I've interviewed Dr. Manuel, who wrote the death panel. I've interviewed him on this Parker Pathways. And what I'm going to bring forth is the fact of the determination of implications of generations of epigenetic gene codes, of which I've helped invent many of the tests that are used for genetic codes. And so the determination of constitutional claims will be the determination of this first pioneering lawsuit. And the attorneys for the plaintiff are some of the top rainmaker attorneys in the world. And when I say rainmaker, I mean rainmaker. Their fees that they make in their law firms are into the billion of dollars. Five of them in the team, there are 11 attorneys involved on the plaintiff's side against the government side. Now, I'm not, what I'm saying on air is not touch-basing. I'm not telling you all of what's going to occur. I'm just telling you what I can tell you so that your listeners are, we have, are aware. But in my case, it's not too hard to determine that Parker Pathways has exposed 13 major threats and plots of real proportions to depopulate the earth. And they're all documented, of course, in my books that I'm writing, unfolding of this in the real world will be very evident to you. All that being said, I always used to say when I first started on Parker Pathways, if you want to play in this sandbox, then you have to accept the concept that, and you let it go. A lot of people let it go. The elderly let it go. On the water, they let the government change the prices. They do the metrics. We're now monitored by satellite. The concept of the metrics is who lives and dies, based upon your worth, and those metrics based from the health record. Even when they change the diagnostic codes, I brought that out to you. I can remember to my audience for a period of close to 3.5 years on each show telling you about Obamacare before it was a law and read the sections on the air. I don't know if anyone did anything, but I do know the fact that somebody did in terms of our listeners. I don't know about the rest of the world, but there have been people in the United States that have taken up our cause. And the terms of the climate change was not the issue. The issue was that we, and that's what Sinn Corbin calls health damage, we have been asked to be our own processing plant. We have been asked to take the burden of the gene change and have the developmental concept accordingly. That's the crime against humanity. It is a possibility that the case will go against the government. It just happens that the law case has to go against the United States government. But what I'm bringing forth, and I will say, it was the government's own work that I was analyzing. The government did the research on humans, knowing it caused cancer, knowing it caused the process of development. There's 35 years of changing the water to estimate it through. And that's why the government said, well, it's dose-related. So therefore, remember, if you're those of you that have been with me all these years, you know. And they said, well, there's no adverse effects at that dose. So that's the way we're going out the door with them. And that's what they did. So it's the effect of climate change is based on carbon dioxide and oxygen, and humans need oxygen. And as I presented to many people, why would you change the carbon dioxide metrics in terms of what is in the air and want to put it in the ground and place it into the contamination of the groundwater itself, when humans need the oxygen in order to live. And that photosynthesis process of trees and plants is what keep human beings alive on this earth. So, my contribution, modest as it may be, will be to present against the expert witnesses, which represent social governments, by the way, which will be, in my opinion, invading our courts, in a federal court, and say that the process of the human contribution is the cause of climate change, and that's their prerogative to do that. I will remind everyone, why do you pay for the water? What's the metrics? The metrics is based on your life. Changing out to the fact, can you determine if you were to live beyond 100 when the government feels that you should die at 76? When I interviewed Dr. Emmanuel for the death panel, it was to die at 75. So we have, good, you had your life in full month at that time. So if you look at the concept that animal and plants are adopted to die off, and the warming seas, they expand, and the idea is that this is creating carbon as well. So you have a residue of paying someone to place a carbon dioxide in the air, which is counterindicative to the International Panel on Climate Change documents outlining the carbon cycle, which is what the people do in terms of trying to reallocate resources, which I keep talking about. The resources are food and water itself. There's not going to be enough food, and there's not going to be enough water. So where, as it goes, so the carbon and carbon dioxide, you know, can be found on the earth. It's found in shale, it's limestone, it's in marble. It's found in a biomass, such as plant and animal life. And ancient biomass contains large amounts of carbon in fossil fuels, such as coal and oil. So the carbon dioxide can be found, you see, in the oceans, in the atmosphere. It's emitted from our bodies each time we breathe. And this is what the elites don't like. So this lawsuit is based on the act of the constitutional right for you to breathe. In other words, the climate system can support the fossil fuel emission of that gas. So the whole thing comes down to carbon dioxide is emitted from our bodies each time we breathe. So this is produced, and carbon is produced naturally in the stars, and the carbon dioxide is formed naturally here on Earth. So the whole process of how the sun interrelates to the energy to the Earth will be part of this law case, and its effect as to who has the right to live, who has the right to the water, and who has the right to the decision for the energy itself, and who has the right for the determination of where we are in the length of life discussion. And that's what will be on the table. Now, the other issue that I wish to bring up with the thing, if I have the opportunity, I have to be asked questions by the international lawyers to present the expert witness concept. But as a master in the judicial system, the idea will be, I wish to question the question of wealth where you have people who have the money to receive blood transfusions from younger people. And it's the idea that's about what's called a Star Trek future, where no one dies of a preventable disease, and where life is fair. And the person who would be presenting that is Bill Morris, who is a Google venture capitalist. And with his expert witnesses in the federal court. Living forever off the blood of young people is the basis of the idea of that the blood received from younger donors can be a part of the life living. What I'm questioning is that the people who are the plaintiffs are of the age group of which the very super wealthy want to have their blood to be used in the blood transfusion to extend their life. So the cost of the end of life care and the life extension can be continued to decline. And the idea of a culture really of avoiding risk could could slow innovation on the culture. And the idea is that what we should be doing is determining in this federal case how we determine our future if it can be determined in a federal court. This is beyond a federal court. This is the distinction as the cause of of death, which are age-related diseases. And rather than spending the money on end-of-life interventions, and that is the basis of the death panel in the Obamacare, which will become Trump Care, or whoever else decides to put their nameplate on it. So these are the issues that will be going forth in this historic case and in the federal system. It, of course, a lot of people may not be able to handle it, but the controversies of life extension will be continued. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and welcome to Parker Pathways on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, and I wanted to make a an observation of of what's happening with the food world, which I do all the time, since we've been placing in the real world, which I talked about many times in this program. We've been placing for, how long has it been now? It's about 45 years, I understand. I've done a lot of research on it, placing human sewage as part of the fertilizer on foods. Of course, now, as I've talked about, you have ultraviolet units which are in the fields on some of the bigger food producers, and the ultraviolet light, the truck crops, and to hopefully kill most of the bacteria which are of the Shigella Salmonella process. But of course the viruses that now are in the human waste are part, you know, of the carry of the genetic code within the plants and are now in the soil. And, of course, this is another area that the public, they hear about, and they might just go over their head. But, you know, I don't hold back on telling you, you know, you should, when this information reached you, you know, it shouldn't have been as it was out there. What was, how many people were involved and still are from Partner Pathways. They go to their city councils over the years that we have. It's hundreds and hundreds of people in this country, hundreds. I have an email cachet of close to 42,000 emails. I would say out of that, on a rough, maybe 10 to 15% are of other subjects. And the rest of it is are people that are involved with Food and the Water, a result of our modest show here on RBN. So I keep track of associations and specialty items. And the Specialty Food Association last week concluded in New York. And they were into beverages and very high-tech ways of handling the food stock. As it stands now, the specialty food market is, according to the Specialty Food Association, is $127 billion a year, which would include, actually, retail and food service. And people are trying to gear their food product into various age groups, like the millennial, the Gen X, or the next gen, and the boomers, and they say, well, they're into health and wellness and everything. There may be some truth to that, because people have gone to the city councils in this country as a result of our work here on RBN and Parker Pathways, many of the super, in the certain age, over a certain age, will say, well, we're going to die anyway. And then the people that are in the city councils that are presenting chloramine cause health damage, then they say, well, that we're going to die anyway. And they say, well, what about your grandchildren? Now, these are the same people that will spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars a week on their grandchildren. But they still have a blind spot on what food and the import, the entrepreneurs, the concept of what they're doing with the water and how it affects the food. But the companies that are dealing with waters, water sales now are, according to the experts at the Specialty Associations of Foods, that water's up 75% in dollar sales as we speak. And there's a lot of interest in functional beverages. There's a company which I reviewed from this show in New York. It's called the HF Factor Hydrogen. It infuses its water with molecular hydrogen, and that's supposed to boost the anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties. It also claims to be an energy boost, and with no added chemicals or magnesium, which I find fascinating. And the thing is that, and then there's the Formula 4 beverage, which has what's called oxygen, O-X-I-G-E-N water. It's infused with molecular oxygen so that the oxygen can be of an O2 moiety in its molecule. It says the company is saying that it's using 1,000 parts per million of a bioavailable oxygen per 20 ounces in a bottle, and that's compared to between 5 and 40 parts per million in tap or other bottled water. And this, according to the Formula 4 company, it's saying that this clears lactic acid, making a faster recovery after exercise, and boosts the endurance and stamina and the mind clarity. Of course, lactic acid in the muscle is necessary for the muscle to work normally. Of course, that is a burnout calorie, which is used by the lactic acid and not the rest of the muscles in the body, which would include the heart, in my opinion. But it's a good start, in my opinion. And then there's another company that has enhanced waters in pomegranate seed oil, which is good for inflammation and helps with digestive health. And there's a lot to say about pomegranate. I think it's very functional in the herb world. And it's called oak smoked water is another product that's connected with the pomegranate world. It's made from oak chips, and it's done by a company by the name of Helen Mon. It's been on the market since about 2013, I know, because I reviewed it on my show. But your smoking is done over with 4 days without additives, and you use it in soups and casseroles, and you can actually freeze it in ice cubes for cocktails. And the idea of using hydrogen in infusions in the water can be used also with the vegetables. There's a company called Aunt Dottie's. It puts together the green, the vegetable and nut combination. Then it puts together the seed and the fruit combination and condenses them into a bar. But the idea, it has a combination of quinoa and toasted coconut combinations. Now, they have to use water to make that work, and I think that they actually admit that what I've been talking about in terms of using water that's reagent grade, that's what you have to use in a medical laboratory, because that's what you use to determine your serum and blood tests from your body. And so I'm impressed that at least they took that extra step. You have plant foods at the Specialty Food Association, and from the survey they did with the 19,000 exhibitors in New York that are pertaining to food and water, about a third of them, they said, they plan innovation across cheese, meat, and dairy alternatives, and the condiments with frozen desserts using specialized water. The other area, the idea of vegan-friendly desserts, I know is a very big market. That's running into, the original market figure that I gave you was $127 billion a year for the total market for specialty foods, which is from their own accounting data that they give at the show in New York. But the actual figures for having various forms of ingredients using alternate ways for the body to have vegan is over $200 billion alone. And, of course, I'm very clear that the body, that's where the government wants you to have what the body says, or the government says. You have to have protein for your body to work. I'll just make it simple for you. And the thing is that, and of course this is all tied in with climate change, the idea of animals and humans creating methane on the earth, and, that's causing the carbon dioxide accumulation. Actually, selling that to the public is shocking to me. It has been for years. I remember meeting Al Gore under the terms of the thing, years ago, and he knew, you know, he knew I was on to him. But the thing is, it's a crime. You know, this is part of the forces of the formations of things with the body. You know, ignoring the enduring fact of physiology and the terms of it, and making it possible for the government to actually sell the idea of of changing the facets of, let's say, the folic acid and the hemocysteine levels have to be very high in terms of having the birth rate to work for females. But it takes 4 to 6 months to prepare a woman to become pregnant. For the sperm damage that's done from chloramine alone has decimated most of the inter vivo sperm injections that has to be tried, and that alone, just chloramine alone, which was never meant to be the primary disinfectant for the water. It was a secondary disinfectant that had a skull and crossbones on it. And when it started, when we came on air, the government in 4 weeks took off the skull and crossbones and put an X on the MSDS sheet. So they didn't want the public to know and what the dose relationship was. And part of the infused hydrogen concept of water in the foods has a certain energetic effect, but your body has to work up to it, and it's not natural. So in the Krebs cycle of the liver, there are changes which occur with glutamic acids, which are very harmful to the human condition on the planet. A lot of these experiments are going on in other countries. Now, speaking of that, I understand that there are, in news today, there are people from the Islamic community that, I think there was something that happened in the past few days, I'm just not sure, where it was a lady representing the Islamic cause saying we should have, you know, she's advocating jihad against the president, against the country, and I just want to make a comment that you know, you have, I talked about this about, when was that? About 4 years ago. I was in one of my shows, and I was talking about the idea of Sharia law in business, and of course you have contracts where there's no interest paid and that type of thing, and of course it's kind of hard to sign a contract and make a deal when, you know, they're not going to pay interest, but you are, you know. I'm just saying, it should be questioned because no one's touched it because it's a favoritism, and for people coming into this country, it's the same thing for Medicaid and the process. You have people that come here from other countries, particularly from Syria and other places. They get the best mobile apartments. They get Social Security. They get medical considerations that are very real. And yet our citizens, there are patients that I know that cannot get Medicaid because they make $200 more than they should. They get divorced. They can get the care. It's been that way for several years. So that being said, you wonder, what does that have to do with food? Well, you have to have food for nutrition and the forms of it. But now, of course, you have Amazon who's selling food that has the halal label, which is a lawful food that can be eaten under Islamic law, and it's being applied to certain waters and to and certain foods. Now, the government, who, you know, people coming in and saying, you know, this is another little piece of information that you're not supposed to know about. You know, in a lot of missions and over the years, you had to learn about different people, you know. But you had to read a brief on the Quran so you'd understand when you went on missions in the Middle East. And, of course, the word halal is contrasted with haram, which means forbidden. But halal is contrasted with that. So you have these labels. The halal is really associated with Islamic dietary laws. And when we come back from the break, we'll just have a few more comments that are quite important for you. The call number is 800-313-9443, and welcome for being here.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical.com.
Pathways. Now, it's estimated with the halal label for Islamic use as a permissible food, there's some waters that they want to put this label on. Now, the halal food consumer purchases are in the United States, as it stands right now, by government figures, is over $1.1 trillion. Accounts for over 16% of the food and beverage market. Now, the growth regions can include people of Indonesia. They come to this country, and from Turkey. The Turkish people that come into the United States, they're spending over $100 million for the halal. And this is controlled from Dubai, the part of the Chamber of Commerce that's in the formation of the Saudis. And the estimated growth in Europe, let's say, as a combination, is estimated at $30 billion a year. Now, if you have special waters and foods that are part of that process that the Muslims can ensure, you know, that the foods are particularly processed foods that have the halal label, there is a question that is this favoring one religion over another in the United States. Now, you can have the halal label on non-food items, like cosmetics and pharmaceuticals. Now, these products contain, in some cases, animal byproducts and other ingredients that are not permissible for a Muslim to eat. So what we're doing is changing a culture by food, but we're changing it biochemically by food. And here is where I get into the process of eugenics. In other words, there was a principle that was put forth by Henry Roger Siage. It was in 1913, a Colombian economist. And he was for sterilization of the unfit. That did not, in his Columbia University economist theory at that time. Of course, that is where the present economists are placing their metrics in terms of who lives and dies through process of the food and water. We're at the end of our first hour of Parker Pathways. We have a three-hour program and a call-in number for the second live hour. July 9th, 2017 is 800-313-9443. We'll look for you for the second and third live hours of Parker Pathways.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.